So welcome back. What we have seen is we have looked at e-commerce, we have looked at technology, rural entrepreneurship, support by government, NGOs, corporate in this journey of this program. So let us now look at how do we see and what are the indications right now showing on the future of e-commerce in rural India. So the first point that is coming up in the future part is that AI, ML, big data, and other technologies like blockchain will play a big part in rural e-commerce. So right now, till date, technology has played a big role in transforming the rural e-commerce. They have helped by enhancing the efficiency, productivity, and with data collection, data analytics, any decision makings. Now, what AI will do further as we go along, it will start personalizing customer experience and automate a lot of the interactions. And ML programs will do work of predicting the demand, optimizing the supply chains, and improving the pricing strategies. Big data, on the other hand, will provide insights into rural consumer behavior and the market trends. And therefore, together, these technologies will create new opportunities and they'll bridge the rural and urban digital gaps even much finer. So now the question is, now we feel that AI may do it, but how AI will personalize for rural e-commerce? So first, there will be localized product recommendations. So what AI will do is it will suggest culturally relevant and seasonal products as part of its recommendation engine. Then it will provide all this in regional language support. So AI-powered voice assistant and chatbots will assist the rural consumers in the local language. That will make it much more easier for them to interact and thereby improve and increase and adopt the rural e-commerce in the rural space. Fraud detection. So AI will monitor transaction platforms to ensure that frauds can be prevented and you can have enhanced security. AI-powered customer support. There'll be automated chatbots that can handle inquiries in the local language with the local dialects, making it very convenient for the resolution to take place. Also, order managements will be automated. So AI can predict the order patterns and once the order comes, automate the entire order management process, including placing further order on the downstream side if required. So AI will do that work to personalize. What machine learning will do is it will start working on predictive analytics. So what it will start working on, what kind of predictions? So it will start looking at demand forecasting. Today, businesses spend a lot of money trying to understand that how much demand will be there for their product, from which place it will come, why it will come, and things like that. Now, especially if the product also becomes seasonal product, then it gets more complicated. So what will happen now is the machine learning programs will start predicting, looking into data, looking at so many parameters. And once they predict right, the businessmen can adjust, the businesses can adjust to the stock requirement and the production cycles and ensure that the stock of the right product in the right quantity is maintained. Dynamic pricing. So what machine learning will also do is they'll have a lot of inputs, sometimes real-time inputs, sometimes batch inputs, and start looking at dynamic pricing. So in Ola, Uber, you have now seen surge pricing. Something on similar lines, you can actually do pricing and there'll be algorithms which will help you to do it. Again, machine learning will also work in tandem with AI to do personalized marketing. So it will identify which customer has what preferences and you will target promotions effectively for that customer. You will get a sales pattern. The historical data can optimize marketing and inventory. So you know these are the quiet months, these are the heavy months. So your marketing efforts in terms of investment of time, effort, you will do when you know there's going to be optimized market. Automated supply chain decisions. So machine learning will enhance the efficiency of rural logistics by putting GPS, GIS, and so on technology, and also managing the warehouse effectively. So you'll find as you implement more machine learning with robotics, you will be able to automate a lot of things. So together with AI and ML, you will enhance the supply chain. First part of supply chain is you will optimize the inventory management, because now you'll be able to forecast or estimate or predict the stock needs. And therefore, you will neither overstock nor you will have understock and shortage situations, or you'll be very close to not having such a thing. The machine learning will do in supply chain, they'll do efficient route planning. So the last mile logistics also they'll consider and try to improve upon it. You will have a concept of smart warehouse where the AI powered automation will streamline the storage and distribution part of the warehousing. Because of all this automation and AI, there'll be cost reduction in operation because wastages, pilferages, and activities which are not adding value will be reduced. So the inefficiencies in logistics and supply chain will come down, thereby helping to reduce the cost and improve the profit. Also, what will happen is there'll be better coordination with local producers. As with the data that you have and the predictive models that will work, you'll be able to work with your partners, and the Japanese concept of just in time may actually start getting reality in India much more than before. Big data. So how big data will you be used? So big data will collate data from a lot of sources and start giving you insights, the purchasing trends of consumers in rural area, and thereby you can plan your production or delivery accordingly. What it will also do is it will do targeted advertising, because now you have very personalized campaigns with the help of machine learning and AI, and the big data will be icing on the cake. You'll also be able to identify a market trend that is coming out much before you would have done in the past. So you could change your products, you could change your services to match this rising emerging trends that will come up. You will also use big data to improve the delivery route optimization, last mile connectivity, and you'll use all these data to find out new growth opportunities for rural sellers. So now these technologies in terms of rural finances, how it will help. So what will happen is, because you have digital footprint, you have done business on the digital thing, you could have an automated AI-based credit scoring system, which will then be able to give you loans, proper loans at the right interest to small businesses. Also, during in digital payments, because the AI will be able to understand the patterns, they can prevent fraud. And that would be another advantage of using of AI and ML in rural financial services. What will also happen is AI-based, you will get digital banking assistance. So you'll have chatbots and things like that to assist in your financial literacy for rural users, even in places where the banks may not have branches. Machine learning-driven loan risk assessment can be done. So you can predict the loan repayment behavior online, real time for the small entrepreneurs with the digital transactions that they are doing. Also, you will seamless integrate with e-commerce using AI-backed financing options for rural sellers. So how do we see the future of AI, ML, big data in rural e-commerce? So we feel that there'll be growth of AI, and which will enable rural marketplaces even much more. You'll have smarter platforms that will cater to local needs. There'll be increased usage of predictive analysis, which will help businesses anticipate future demands much better. You'll have much more data-driven decision-making, so the rural business will leverage insights to improve the services. You'll have AI-powered voice commerce, so that the education or literacy does not play a part, and illiterate people or people who are not confident with English or Hindi as a language can use the chatbots through voice and thereby enhance the accessibility. By doing all that, you'll be able to do a sustainable business growth, and you'll optimize the operations with AI and big data for long-term success. So with all this, can we look at, are there opportunities for startups in rural e-commerce? So the rise of e-commerce in rural India also offers an untapped market potential for startups. With the advancement of technology, logistics, and digital payments, new business models can be planned, and startups can pick that up and take it forward. So you have opportunities in the area of agri-tech, supply chain solution, and very niche market presence, a very high growth opportunities for these startups. Also, government support is increasing. Smartphone penetration has increased, and that has helped to accelerate the rural e-commerce adoption. So if startups can solve rural challenges, they not only can drive economic growth and add to the digital inclusion, but also become larger organization themselves. So how do we see growth of agri-tech startups in rural e-commerce? So you'll have one market access platform where you will connect directly farmers with buyers, thus eliminating intermediaries. You will have supply chains where the farmers will receive quality seeds, fertilizers, and equipments. You could have a financial inclusion services where digital lending platforms can provide microloans and crop insurance. You could have technology-driven farmings with the help of IoT, AI, and data analytics, which will improve the yield prediction and also monitor the crop when you are not monitoring. And for small things, you need not go to the farm. You will see everything on your screen. You will have a lot of focus on sustainability with organic and precision farming techniques that will reduce the waste and improve the efficiency overall. So how will you overcome logistics barrier in rural e-commerce, because it's one of the barriers that are there? So you'll have last mile delivery solutions where the rural logistics startup will optimize routes and use local networks. You could have an hub and spoke models, which is decentralized warehouse, to improve your delivery efficiency. You could have alternate transport innovations like drone or low-cost vehicles, which will enable faster delivery. There could be a lot of partnership of established players with local vendors for rural retailers to serve as delivery hubs. Also, AI will play a part to do route optimization, and blockchains will help to see the transparency in the overall supply chain. What kind of digital payments and financial innovations that we can see in rural markets going forward? So localized payment solutions in form of QR codes, UPI, SMS payments will increase, and they will also increase digital adoption in the region. There'll be regional language interfaces, which is very user-friendly payment apps that will cater to non-English speakers, thereby onboarding more and more users. There'll be also an option for offline digital transactions where the payment models will work without continuous internet access. So you need internet access, but you may not have continuous internet access. There'll be a lot of trust building measures that will help in securing transactions, fraud detection, that will boost the confidence in the e-com. And as government will support more digital finance, there could be a lot of subsidized mobile banking drives to drive rural financial inclusion. What are the connectivity solutions for rural e-commerce? So, of course, the main thing is internet access and make it affordable. So, there'll be ISP satellite-based solutions that will improve the connectivity. You will also see a lot of mobile phone penetration growth because the smartphone adoption has increased. You will find a lot of public-private partnerships taking place to improve the digital access. You'll have localized e-commerce apps that will optimize the apps that will consume less data and work on low bandwidth networks. There'll be a lot of innovations in rural telecommunication with the expansion of 4G and 5G infrastructure to remote areas. So, what are the opportunities now in organic and sustainable products? So, today we have observed that there is a growing demand for organic food. People are ready to pay more for these organic food, especially the health-conscious consumers. They want a chemical-free product. So, there's a lot of demand for organic food. So, there would be direct-to-consumer models where the startups will work with farmers to sell the organic produce online. There could be value-added processing where the organic food startup offers products like herbal tea, oil, and superfoods by processing and then delivering it. And how do you ensure that it is organic? You could have a good certification and branding options. You could have GI tags, which will enhance the credibility. And all of this will have a good global export potential. So, therefore, improving the income at the rural space. Handicrafts and cultural branding in rural e-commerce. So, I think our handicrafts, the Indian handicrafts market is in a very sweet spot now. It was dying for some years back, but now because of e-commerce, it has really picked up. So, the e-commerce platform will help maintain the spirit of traditional design, the regional connect, the story building, and the traditional craftsmanship will be there. It will be further enhanced with contemporary aesthetics. And you'll have a lot of story building, storytelling for branding. And because you want to be double sure with the GI tags and all, you will have a fair trade and ethical commerce so that even the consumer starts supporting the rural craftsmanship. Scaling local produce and specialty foods. So there'll be a lot of high-value rural products today, which is just not going out. So like spices, dairy, honey, herbal goods, they are thriving in e-commerce space. There are aggregation platforms where startups will provide structured supply chains for perishable goods. You could have a direct farm-to-table models that will shorten the supply chain, which benefits both the farmers and the consumers. You could also have an eco-friendly packaging innovation for sustainable solutions, attract environmentally conscious buyers. So there'll be buyers who are very conscious about nature and being with the nature. So they will go for economic friendly packaging innovation products. You can position this organic food in terms of premium positioning. And also the export potential of these specialty foods is gaining ground and India is leading in that area. Vision 2030, transforming rural India through digital empowerment. So there's a Vision 2030, which aims to create a digitally empowered rural economy with technology-driven growth. It ensures or it will work towards collaboration between government and private sector because that is essential for sustainable development. What Vision 2030 will focus? It will focus on digital literacy. It will focus on global market access. It will focus on financial inclusion for rural entrepreneurs. It will also focus on expanding the e-commerce, logistics, and digital payments that will actually drive the economic participation in the rural economy. It will aim to bridge the urban-rural divide by providing equal opportunities for rural businesses. So what is government and private sector collaboration for rural digital economy? Obviously, the infrastructure development will take place. There will be expansion of high-speed internet via BharatNet for digital access. There will be a lot of regulatory reforms which will try to simplify the e-commerce policies and tax structures for rural sellers. Also, there will be investment by private sectors, like companies like Amazon and Flipkart will invest in rural training and logistics because that is their most critical customer and adoption to take place there. There will be a lot of public-private partnerships where government and businesses will work together to drive digital adoption. And concepts and programs like Digital India, Startup India initiatives will support for rural businesses through funding and skill training. Expanding global market access for rural entrepreneurs. So with this e-commerce integration, what will happen is you'll get on platforms like Amazon, Global Selling and Flipkart Export, which will enable rural trade for global market. There'll be a lot of export-friendly policies like simplified custom certifications, like fair trade, GI tags, that will boost competitiveness of Indian products from rural areas. There'll be a lot of advanced logistics solutions like cold chain setup, last mile delivery, optimized shipping, which will improve efficiency. There'll be international collaborations like NGOs and trade bodies will provide rural business with global reach by telling them how collaborations work and how one should reach there. There's a success example already there which will be tried to be replicated, which is Panchmina artisans in Kashmir use an e-commerce to access US and European markets. So digital literacy will act as a key driver for e-commerce growth. So there'll be government programs like PMG Disha initiatives, and that will make the rural household digitally literate. There'll be NGOs and community training. So there'll be a lot of workshops. There'll be how to use smartphones, and in the smartphones, you'll have access to learning management modules. There'll be online transaction training, cyber security training. So a lot of literacy will come there. There'll be a lot of regional language integration. So the e-com platform will now offer multilingual support to improve the accessibility. There'll be special trainings for young entrepreneurs and women-led rural business. So there'll be a lot of empowerment of youth and women in rural areas. You'll get a lot of awareness on digital payments like UPI, mobile wallets, and secure online bank practices. So therefore, the future for digital literacy is very good. How will one strengthen the financial inclusion for rural entrepreneurs? So there'll be access to microfinance and credit. So government and fintech startups will come together. They'll come to offer digital lending solutions so that the lendings are done faster. There's an AI process which does it. And if there are any subsidies that are coming from the government, the same will be given to the local entrepreneurs. More importantly, they will ensure that the payment gateways and everything is done in a secure way, so that you will have trust built in, and RBI guidelines will be strictly followed, like two-factor authentication, again adding a more layer of trust in the entire digital or financial inclusion for rural entrepreneurs. There'll be digital banking expansion will take place because more mobile-based services will be provided, and that will help in cashless transaction in rural areas. You will encourage e-commerce transactions through training programs and help the rural sellers manage online payments, manage books of accounts, use the system effectively, cloud-based systems, and thereby further use the e-commerce site. So how you will future-proof rural entrepreneurship by 2030? So there'll be AI in technology, there'll be automation, and both of them will come together in rural trade. So with that, what will happen is you'll have a lot of predictive analytics coming into play. You'll improve the inventory management with predictive analytics. as well as pricing with that. So you'll try to maximize the pricing model around it. What will also happen is that there'll be a lot of focus on eco-friendly products and waste reduction in rural industries. Thereby, sustainable business models will come into play. You'll expand the rural digital market space by more inclusive platforms that will come to showcase regional products. There'll be cross-border trade growths where India's rural business will become key player in the global supply chain. And on a long-term vision, there'll be a self-sustaining rural economy contributing to India's GDP and social equity. Impact of 5G on rural connectivity and e-commerce growth. So now we know 5G is already implemented in certain areas and it is getting more and more going into interiors. So will they have an impact on e-commerce growth? So obviously, with 5G, what will happen is you'll have high-speed internet. What it will mean is the consumers or the rural entrepreneurs will not have to wait for see the slow images. They can give high visual storytelling. They can do seamless product listing. They can do online transactions. They can do digital trainings at a much faster pace. Also with 5G connectivity, you will have access to advanced tools like cloud computing, put on cloud computing. You'll have IoT solutions that can optimize the rural business operations. There'll be a lot of potential with 5G on e-commerce growth because you can track the logistics faster, real-time data is easily available, and market efficiency will keep growing up, transparency will come up. With 5G, what will also happen is you'll be able to run programs faster, so you can consume more data, compute more data at a faster pace. So you can keep changing your demand forecasting in line with the data as it is coming. You can change your pricing strategies and also get a lot of customer insights, which today you may have not got. But 5G will also bridge the digital divide by providing rural businesses with urban level technology access and global customer reach. So BharatNet, is it transforming rural connectivity? So BharatNet aims initiative is the largest rural broadband initiative. It aims now to connect 6 lakh villages with high-speed fiber optic networks. By doing that, what will happen is you will get affordable internet access because it will reduces the cost of broadband for rural households and businesses. It will help in supporting digital services, even e-governance services from government. And government will come up with helping them to understand government schemes, e-learning, banking, and a lot of areas where learning can take place. This will also empower the rural startups by giving them essential digital infrastructure for online trade and services. There'll be a lot of public-private partnerships where telecoms will provide and collaborate to give the last-mile connectivity solutions wherever required. So this is an example of BharatNet data. So role of Digital India and Common Service Centers in rural development. So through Digital India initiatives, you will promote, the government is promoting digital literacy, entrepreneurship, and e-governance in rural areas. They are doing it by setting up Common Service Centers or CSC, where banking, insurance, e-commerce support is provided to the rural citizens. You are expanding the digital payment solutions and thereby encouraging rural economy to go cashless with the help of UPI and mobile banking. Also now with Digital India and CSC, you are trying to work on telemedicine and e-learning. So it is helping remote healthcare centers to connect to the doctors in the city and get the inputs using the broadband setup with BharatNet, if you remember the previous slide. All of this is now boosting rural entrepreneurships, and therefore we'll see growth of rural entrepreneurship as we go along by 2027-28. More and more people will become entrepreneur. More and more people will become consumers as well in rural area, and there'll be a good jump in the rural economy, adding to the India's GDP growth. So, is digital marketplace going to be the growth engine for rural producers? It looks like it. So, there'll be a lot of e-commerce platforms for them, like government ones is Jem. You could have Flipkart, Samarth, Amazon, Karigar, that will promote the rural businesses. You'll have national and global market access, which will connect the artisans, farmers, and MSMEs with wider audience. There'll be a lot of integration of AI and data that will help the sellers analyze the demand, optimize pricing, and improve the sales strategies. There'll be fair trade and transparency certification, which will ensure ethical business practice and secure with digital transactions. There'll be scalability for entrepreneurs because these solutions will support bulk orders. It will support cross-border trade and logistics partnership.